When starting the writing process, I wondered which of my past life regression journeys would make the most fitting beginning for this book. I decided to start with the journey of an entrepreneur, an experience that surprised me in many ways. It felt unusual because, as an accomplished professional, not being an entrepreneur had never seemed like a problem to me. However, many people interested in exploring past life regressions, even those willing to attempt it with the guidance of regression coaches, fear that these journeys will reveal a traumatic event, one that would be even harder to overcome than the issues they already face in their present lives. The story of the entrepreneur, however, is different. It leads to an empowering episode that feels like a gentle introduction, especially for those who are new to the concept of past life regression. Curious to understand the source of this entrepreneurial desire, I decided to explore my past through regression. My curiosity, love for learning, and fascination with technology have always drawn me to the idea of becoming a digital entrepreneur. Determined to understand the deeper origins of this desire, I decided to explore my past through regression. I put myself in a meditative state and opened the door to an episode from one of my past lives, one that related to my curiosity about entrepreneurship or that could help me one day become a digital entrepreneur. What I found was remarkable. I was transported to France sometime before the revolution. There were no spoken words. Communication occurred telepathically, but I instinctively understood the setting and time period. The scene opened before me. I entered a grand ballroom with high ceilings and mirrored walls, as if attending a splendid gathering in a lavish palace. The place seemed oddly familiar, perhaps resembling somewhere I had visited in my present life, though I couldn't quite place it. In that past life, I was a merchant, dealing in exquisite textiles, presenting my wares to a family of French nobility, counts, or perhaps even princes. I described the origins of the fine fabrics, which were imported from faraway lands. I myself was dressed in elegant clothing, and I took pride in my refined appearance. The atmosphere was pleasant. It was clear that I took great joy in the selling process, and that my clients were equally pleased to be buying from me. This journey into international trade was uplifting, and I regretted having to leave the scene. It was a life of travel, engaging conversations with fascinating people, professional fulfillment, and relative prosperity. This regression left me puzzled. This lack of family history in entrepreneurship perhaps explained why I found it difficult to imagine myself as a salesperson, something so essential for any entrepreneur. Growing up, the message about financial security was clear: study well, find a stable job, and earn a good salary. It's a familiar story for many, and perhaps that's why I struggled to imagine myself as a salesperson. The takeaway from this past life was clear. I had already experienced success in international trade, a career that brought me immense joy. I enjoyed the art of selling, and people enjoyed buying from me. I knew how to select merchandise that people would love and use, and the entire process felt like an exchange that brought happiness to everyone involved. Though my travels weren't explicitly shown in the episode, I felt they added to my knowledge and skill. This regression taught me something crucial about framing my intent. Instead of always seeking the root of my problems in a past life, I could ask to see episodes related to my present situation. Such a focus could reveal not only powerful negative experiences related to my current life, but also positive and inspiring ones. For those willing to embark on a similar journey, I ask, what do you wish to discover about yourself? Perhaps like me, the answer lies in a distant past, in a story that can empower your present and guide you to the future you desire.